This is Juno Afternoon. I'm producer Scott Burton, and I'm in the studio with Bobby Wilson. He's performing tonight at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall with his comedy troupe, the 1491s. Bobby, welcome to the show.
I'm Bobby Wilson. Oh, I'm going to introduce myself in the language. The language is Bobby Wilson, Hushwa Pajagin, Hushwa Pajagin Dodem. Usta Watali, all you little Chays out there. All right. That's my smooth radio voice. I won't do that through the whole thing, though. That was my fake radio voice. I have a phone voice and a radio voice, and I don't know which one sounds whiter.
you're part of the 1491s. You guys are sort of a YouTube sensation. You're performing tonight. 7 p.m. at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall. Your playwrights, filmmakers. If somebody hasn't seen one of your YouTube videos or your act, how would you describe it?
Ooh, I would describe it as NSFW. Yeah. Don't let your boss see our videos when you're at work. You know, also because you shouldn't be messing around like that at work. Lot of male flesh. Not very in shape either. If you're into that, if you're not into that, I don't know what to tell you. Go look somewhere else.
Tell us about what we can expect tonight. Who's going to be joining you?
Oh, tonight it's going to be myself, Dallas Goldtooth, and Sterling Harjo just panicking on stage, mostly because weed is legal here now. And I don't know how we're going to not do. I mean, we're probably catch contact just on the way there. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't smelled it so far. It's not like Denver.
It's still pretty early in the morning.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No wake and bakes here. That's right. It is early.
It is early.
Dang it. No, I have a baby at home, so the early in the morning is 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is early for me.
And this is a fundraiser for Clinkett and Haida. Again, 7 p.m. tonight at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall. Is your life basically sitting around with fellow creative talents writing fun comedy?
Yes. Yes, wow. Pretty much. Yeah, we don't live together either, though. We all live in way different places. I live in Tucson, Arizona. We got two of the guys are in Oklahoma, one of the guys in L.A., one of the guys in Chicago. And so we're always text in, or you know, if we wrote a play together that's like 3 hours long, and for that we predominantly just wrote from home on Google Docs, so you know, you don't even need to see each other to work together anymore.
Got it. Among other things, so you're doing a fundraiser tonight for Clinkett and Haida. I understand you're interested in fighting violence against women. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you know, it's we're a comedy troupe first and foremost, you know, and we like to go out and bring the funny, make people laugh, make ourselves laugh. But we end up. I don't want to say we get roped into a lot of social justice activities, but we do. We definitely do. But we kind of put it out there too, like that. You know, like we ain't saying no to anything, especially like that. And one of our crew members, Ryan Redcorn, was hired some years back to create a video specifically to promote the Violence Against Women Act. And it's a really beautiful piece. He wrote a poem. He did a whole video out of it. It's really lovely. We're actually going to show it tonight at the event. It's not funny at all, but it will probably make you cry. It's really powerful stuff. But that being said, I mean, this is something that we all care about. Instances of domestic violence in Indian communities is pretty high, and it's something that we've all witnessed within our own families, and something that we really care about attempting to prevent, you know, in whatever way that we can. I'm not saying that we're superheroes, that we're gonna end it somehow, you know, but you know, whatever we can do to contribute to the cause, I suppose.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Bobby Wilson. He is part of the 1491s. They are performing tonight, 7 p.m., at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall as a fundraiser for Clinkett and Haida. Looking forward to it. What else should people expect tonight?
Oh, man, lots of cussing. Lots of cussing and maybe a sweat lodge on stage. Videos, definitely videos. We're like the we're like your middle school teachers. We just wheel out a TV and say, here, watch some stuff for a little bit. And then we sit along the side and smoke and drink coffee. And
do you have like an overhead projector, one of those things
totally.
That, so you can write?
Yeah, it's not even an actual video. We just we just write what the video is onto a projector.
What do you hope people will walk away with tonight after the show?
I just hope that they won't be depressed after sitting in through this domestic violence awareness gathering, you know, for this long. And I think, you know, talking to the organizers, that was kind of one of their things too, was like, it's going to be a very heavy event with lots of people sharing their stories of survival. And, you know, a great way to clear the air and close it out is to just get three out of shape dudes. Well, two. Actually, Dallas is really in shape now. He used to be really fat. You can see the video there. He's got a couple chins, but he started working out like a year ago. And oh my God, he's like scarily strong now. He's like, plus he's really sloppy, very clumsy. But if you want to see his muscles, come to the show tonight. He'll probably take his shirt off. He can't not take his shirt off anymore.
And I'll link to your videos at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, or you can find them at 1941's.
Yeah, you 14, did it.
I did it.
You did it.
I did it. What is that?
Or go to the 1491s.com.
Bobby Wilson, thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks for having me. This place is beautiful. Let me go out and catch a salmon with my bare hands and fight a bear or something. Whatever you guys do for fun here.
Thanks, Bobby.